Okay, and we are live in studio. We are going to start this episode off with some intros, a little bit different. We wrote these intros for each other, so I'm going to go first with an intro written by Ethan for me. Hi, my name is Adam Walsh, and you are all very welcome to our podcast. Today, we have a festive episode to get everyone into the Christmas spirit. Okay, those would be worse.
Yeah,
later on in this episode, I will do a little performance of my Christmas song for everyone to rate. Okay, great. So now you can all sit back and listen to me stroke my own ego for the next 20 minutes. Thank you for writing that for me, Ethan. Oh, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Ethan Henry, and welcome to the BCS podcast. I'm here co-hosting with the gorgeous Adam Walsh.
Thank you.
I'm excited for Christmas because I love getting expensive gifts from my parents and then posting it on Instagram to make all the other kids jealous. Without further ado, let's get into the podcast. I'm Ethan Henry, and if enough people like this podcast, I'll get a bus coach.
Okay, folks.
You heard it here first, I guess.
Now, I think we're going to start this episode off. I like we both promised we'd do something later in the episode. We both wrote something for each other to do. I just noticed that. I won't be singing and he will not get a Buzzcut. Although,
well,
if you get 100 likes, we'll both get Buzzcuts.
Sure.
Okay, now we're going to... this is just a Christmas special episode before we get into the holiday season and we get off school. So how about we start off getting in the mood, getting things light with some Christmas crackers, everybody. Some jokes.
Christmas crackers.
Some laughs and giggles. Good to have.
I have been told that I am the new Michael McIntyre.
Okay.
So I hope everyone is ready.
I have no idea who that is.
The stand-up comedian.
Okay.
I'll get the show on the road.
We should mention to the audience that neither of us know what jokes are written down. I wrote my own jokes, he wrote his own jokes, and we haven't heard any of them yet. So these are off the cuff. Okay, go ahead.
So, what did Santa say when he stepped in a puddle?
I don't know.
It must have rained, dear.
Okay, great. All right. Jesus. What's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
What?
Testosterone.
Oh my god.
I don't know what else you think.
What's the best Christmas present?
Love. I don't, what?
A broken drum, because you can't beat it.
Jesus Christ. What's a snowman's favorite movie?
I don't know.
Pulp Fiction. It's a really good movie. A lot of people.
That's such a bad joke.
Go ahead. Okay.
What was Santa's favorite subject in school?
I don't know what.
Chemistry.
What?
Chemistry.
Oh, what? How is that? That's worse than the Pulp Fiction one. Okay. What's white and soft and tastes like snow?
Oh no! What is it?
Sugar. Snow flavored sugar.
What goes oh?
I don't know.
Santa going backwards.
Jesus Christ, Ethan. Jesus Christ. We spent like 10 minutes writing these. What does the elf want for Christmas?
What?
A Hyundai Alexis with four-wheel drive, heated seats, and cruise control. Think better. Think Hyundai. Sorry, I really like that one. I don't even know what Hyundai's. I tried to Google like new Hyundai cars and their features. Couldn't find them, so I just made it up. I just made up my own slogan. All right, to the five people who are still listening after that, we're going to move on
what
to some
local news.
Now, in local news, I think there's a subject here that Ethan can talk about extensively. So why don't you talk to us about the first bit of news going on in the wider Ballyhonus area?
Yes, I will, of course. Again, I just want to say sorry to everyone about that first
We're
bit.
So
yeah,
sorry.
We genuinely are.
But, we apologize. We'll have to put out a public statement.
I think we will. A disclaimer before the video.
Yeah.
but there was a big, big win at the weekend.
Argentina. Oh,
local news, Adam.
Local news.
Sorry. No, one of the best things that's ever happened in the parish of Taureen is they just made it to the All-Ireland Intermediate Hurling Final.
Yeah.
For a parish as small... It's not... Taureen isn't even a parish. It's a parish of Aughamore. For a village of Taureen, that is mental
to
think.
It's a glorified housing estate. With a church.
Plus a church.
Just a glorified...
Pitches.
Yeah, it's a glorified... It's a housing estate with a church. That's what it is. It's in a field.
But honestly, like for some place as small as Taurine to make it to an All Ireland final,
yeah,
and it's not even junior; it's intermediate. Like,
yeah, well, that's it's. And I think we should just say congratulations to
the members 100%. Of the team, anyone involved, the backroom staff, managers, any relations to the team. It's a brilliant day, and all this I saw there was a good amount of support. They travelled all the way to Cavan, 2 hour journey. Sunday morning, bad roads, and there was a lot of people that travelled down to watch us.
Now there was a bit of festivities that I was somewhat involved in town just last night. We had a tractor run going through town. I was involved in the sense I was there when it happened.
Oh yeah, great moment.
I stood on the side of the road, but it was great to see. It was the town. You know, when the Christmas lights turned on, I have to say there was a great buzz around town. Mm-hmm. And once again with the tractor run, so many people around of all different ages and shapes and sizes, and it's just good to see a lot of people just getting out and just supporting the local things in town, and the tractor run, you know, it's for a very good cause. Mm-hmm. And it's just a nice energy, you know, it's a very Irish, I think, thing.
Oh yeah.
I know it was that Dean Reedy, who is a BCS school member in my year, fifth year, he did a lot of organizing.
Shane Reedy.
Dean Reedy.
Well, Shane, his brother's the one that runs it.
His brother, yeah, I think they were both involved. Oh, I think. So yeah. Dean was talking to me about it, and he was one of the first ones leading it. So shout out to all. I think there's a lot of students,
a lot
the school who were involved,
and it was 20 euro per head. So that's it's a lot of money to give, but it's all for Cancer Care West. So
yes,
very good point.
It was great to see. Nice to have things going on in town. Now we do have a bit of school news. I myself very excited this Wednesday, the 21st. Christmas jumper day, baby. It's one of my favorite days every year. Get to wear. I won't say much, but I'll just say, you know, watch this space. I got some things planned. I got a really nice Christmas jumper, and I really like it.
I'm kind of sad because I'm not in school on Wednesday.
Oh, really?
We work experience. So we're actually not here for the last day of school of this year. So tomorrow, from when this podcast will be, tomorrow will be my last day.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm quite upset about it, actually. Tomorrow's going to be my last day in BCS in 2022.
Okay.
Crazy to think, isn't it?
We get one day less to Ethan, so that's nice. now, there's been school mass going on today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. Father Stephen coming in today.
Father Stephen is coming in, of course, who helps a lot, not only with the community, but also with the school, especially around this time of year.
Yeah.
There's extra masses on at Christmas. I know myself, I'll probably be attending the Christmas Eve mass.
Oh, definitely.
In the night, it is lovely.
Candles and lights.
The music is, it's every year. It's really special. And there's mass on. I know I will myself be performing with the fifth year music class tomorrow. And I think I'm doing a bit of a reading as well. Hopefully they're not at the same time. But yeah, it's nice to have these kind of things where, especially when, maybe not for the TYs, they don't mind, but when you're in fifth year, it's nice to be able to just come out of class and do some thinking about something, you know, important, and with your community and with the school group. It's nice to, you know, all be together and gathered under a single thing. Now today is kind of a special day.
Very special.
In Ballyhonus history, as I can remember, I think I'm safe to say, from even before I was in school, my brothers were in school, it's the first time this may have happened. We are getting, can I get a drum roll? Free dinners in school. They're offering a free dinner today as part of a Christmas treat. So for one day and one day only, you can get a free dinner in the school. That means you don't have to pay anything. You know what free means.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do also get a lot of free meals now because our school has just turned to a jest school.
Jest school, yes.
That is so cool.
We are not jesting about that.
Okay.
So, students, at small break now from now onwards can purchase a scone, a croissant, some lovely pancakes. Don't say it's scone.
It's a scone.
It's a scone.
It's a scone. Just a scone.
My nana brought me up on scone, so I won't budge on that.
What's the quickest food?
I don't know.
A scone.
It's gone. No more jokes, Ethan. So you can get free foods at small break, but they're now offering for today a whole dinner just for free. So that is excellent to see. And thank you very much to Mr. McDonough and Ms.
It's Matthew, very generous, and the staff
in the canteen. That is very generous. That's great. Now, you know, I think just something nice to talk about. Just some general things about Christmas. Just what is Christmas, you know? I know some of the stuff getting into the holidays. The TYs had a workshop that is probably my favorite workshop I did in TYs. So tell us a bit about that.
We had a movie. movie making workshop there last week. There was two ladies who came in and they went through all the different ways to record films and all these transitions and green screens and microphones and tripods and
all the hits.
It
all
was
the
really getting very down formative. To it.
And those I'm not sure their names from last year, but I know they've been involved in some big movies. They've worked with actors like Ralph Fiennes. On big projects. The movie Sunshine. I know they mentioned that last year.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the movie Sunshine, by the way, guys, you should check it out. That's a good movie.
It is a bright movie,
Jesus Christ.
But one of the ladies does documentaries a lot and the other one does actual movies. But together they kind of came together to give us a general idea. And they travel all the way from Dublin.
Yeah, they come
down 2 days in a row.
And they come down every year, for 2 days in a row, and they bring so much gear and equipment, like all those, the tripods and the iPads you were shooting with and the green screen, all that that they bring down themselves just to spread the joy of filmmaking.
Wow, and it's something truly beautiful.
It is
to make a masterpiece from nothing.
Yes, I will say I did help out with two or three of the projects done, and I think there's some real stars if you get a chance to see them. Some up and coming stars in that year.
Yeah, because it was night when we were filming, so there was a few stars, all right.
My God, you are horrific.
I'm on something else today.
We're never doing jokes on this segment again. All right, Ethan, you're on thin ice.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Oh God damn it.
Yeah.
Are you cracking me up?
Oh man, there's no way you're gonna keep doing this to me.
Oh my God, I give up.
Now, speaking of a little bit of filmmaking, I want to do a little bit of self-plugging here, but if anyone is, it can be hard around Christmas time. There's so many movies that we still say about Christmas, but, you know, sometimes you don't want to sit down for 2 hours and watch Home Alone
Christmas
again,
with the
or Elf. Christmas with the, what the hell is
Christmas with the Cranks? Come on, you have to know that.
Never heard of Christmas
with
the Cranks.
Christmas with the Cranks, the best Christmas movie ever.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, ladies and gentleman, The Muppets Christmas Carol is the greatest Christmas
movie.
Okay,
that is
fair. That's,
yeah,
that's
okay,
I've
okay,
never
agree.
Heard Christmas with the Cranks. I have to check this out.
Yeah, actually, I'm being serious. It's actually a movie.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay, I'll check it out then.
Do. You might get some pointers.
What? Is that a joke?
No, like for your own.
Oh, movies. For my own movies.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, because what I was trying to say before Ethan made up a movie is that I myself, Adam Walsh, am actually releasing a short little short film centered around Christmas, as well as the first episode of a new web series that I'll be working on. The short film entitled Christmas Caper will be coming out this Wednesday, and the first episode of my new series will come out this Friday. If anyone wants to check them out, it's Rivermouth Productions on YouTube. Hopefully they're good.
I'm sure all the movies will really flow on the Rivermouth
Productions. Oh my God,
I don't know what's going on
this
today.
Is
listen,
just
I don't know what's going on
Ethan,
today.
No,
there's something here. We completely went away from Christmas discussion here.
Yeah.
I will say, do you have anything on the Christmas list this year, Ethan? Well, I was actually planning on getting the new Sligo jersey.
Yeah,
I think it's really nice.
Is it nice? Yeah.
It is, yeah. Okay. I already have the Mayo one, so there's no point really getting another one of that. But I was also thinking maybe a bag of coal could be handy, keep the fire going.
You probably after those jokes, that's all you'll be getting.
Yeah,
that's all you're getting.
I think so.
Yeah, I've got nothing specific. It'd be nice. I know I had a pair of Bluetooth headphones, like the wireless ones, and I went to pick them up off my desk, and I kind of grabbed them by the pit you put on your ear, and it came off.
Oh.
Just fully.
That must have broke your heart.
It did, yeah. I was quite upset. So I would like to maybe get new headphones, but it gets hard as you're older to get, you know, when you're young, you got the toy. Ryan Tuberty needs to, you know, bring on some Sligo, get some Sligo jerseys.
Except don't associate Fanta. Ryan Tuberty and Fanta do not mix.
What?
Have you never seen that?
Never.
Oh
I'm
my God.
So lost.
Oh
my
God.
Is this in Christmas in the Cranks?
Yeah. No. Ryan Tuberty and Fanta.
Wow.
One of the best moments ever on The Late Late Show.
You're going to have to tell me this.
I think everyone at home will have to go and look at it themselves.
Yeah, maybe
yeah,
this is something
I'm
not aware of.
They'll have to research it.
But I guess, you know, we kind of did our own early Christmas special episode just right now.
We did.
This is the Christmas toy show for teenagers. Except we mostly just talked about horrible jokes and they probably chewed down the first 5 minutes. All right, well, I think it's time to, you know, get ready for the holidays. Everyone have a safe 2 weeks. Be careful on those roads. Wrap up well with the weather. You don't want to be going into the new year sick.
No.
This is maybe the end of 2021. This is our last Monday of 2021 in school.
2022.
I just gained a year.
I'm sorry. You're losing. You're actually losing.
We are going into 2023.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm still processing 2003.
Next year we are going into 2023.
That's ridiculous.
Like, to think it was not that long ago that I was just in school. Like,
yeah,
I came in what, 2019?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Ridiculous.
That is crazy. But honestly, I do think it's time we wrap it up.
You had to get one more in, folks.
I had to do it. No, there's no telling me to stop here.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, thank you very much for listening, everybody. I'm Adam Walsh.
I'm Ethan Henry.
And we're sorry.
We are.
Have a good Christmas. Have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.